99.3 Nigeria Info. Good morning to you, Lagos, Nigeria. Welcome to Dailies Today, second part of the show. I'm Sherif Quadri.
And I'm Jimmy Disu. Good morning.
Yep. Let's get on with it right away. We're going to start with a punch in punch, but before we going, you can watch on Facebook and on YouTube, if you can, please do join us on those two platforms. Nigeria Info 99.3 is how you can locate us on Facebook and on YouTube. You can watch live there and drop your comment as we go. Drop your comment. The Punch, page 8, is our first port of call. Police disrupt rallies, disperse end SARS protesters, journalists arrested, charged. A similar story here, inside page 27 of the Vanguard. Crackdown as protests rock Lagos, Abuja, Enugu, Ilorin, the Punch, and the Vanguard.
Yeah, it was a day of protests yesterday, and at least the people were able to have their say. So what do we have here? The reports that we have, of course, the police disrupted the rallies. Let me read some of it. Security operatives, protesters clashed in Abuja. Police dispersed protesters in Kwara. CSOs barred from Enugu Memorial Center. Clash averted in Benin as security operatives took over venue. Osun protesters dispersed, journalists beaten and arraigned. Police barricade Calabar Roads. Protest loudest action ever by Nigerian youths. Right groups demand release of detainees. Police yet to change, and though protesters tell IG. I agree with that. There were some worrying videos, especially that of a man who was arrested, who claimed to be an Uber driver, and you were trying to force him into the vehicle, and you could see the lack of training. You could see the lack of training. It was so clear there, because six men could not get this man. We are not even looking at the propriety of wanting to put him in a green maria. Well, that's another subject on his own. But to get him in, one person now came, a police officer. He had a pepper spray, and with just an inch away from this man's eyes, he sprayed him. That man will be lucky if he doesn't go blind.
That's right.
And I said to myself, what kind of a police force is this? I mean, you could see from their lingo, from lingo language, I mean, from the, you know, the, what they were saying, that also their minds have not been well trained. There was hatred in what they were doing. Kill them, put them for you. And a few isolated cases like that make us think that the whole idea of the NSAS itself has not been properly recognized by the government. There was nothing different in the way police reacted.
Nothing has changed, right?
In the videos that I heard, nothing has changed. Nothing has changed. And it's a very, very sad development.
No lessons learned.
It is still a function of you and us, with some of the policemen thinking they're in privileged position because of the uniform they are wearing and because they are part of government, and they saw other people as renegades. It was a very, very sad development to observe. And I care for that guy. If the CP can trace, we would love the CP to trace the man who sprayed whatever it was, some reddish. Did you see that video?
Yes, I did.
Some reddish whatever.
I actually saw it live.
No.
And I had my mouth opened.
No.
I saw it live.
Wow.
It was horrific.
You know, I don't know if you'd like me to mention his name. I think he's mentioned it before. Yes, Ambassador Musba, that's what happened.
Yes.
To him.
Oh.
Yes. During the Abiola crisis, a policeman sprayed at very close contact, sprayed tear gas in his eyes.
Oh.
What kind of a human being does that? Oh. You already got this guy. Six of you could not pin him down. The man wasn't violent, because he kept on begging. I'm a Uber driver. I'm this. Instead of you to wait, listen to his explanation. The world will not come to an end. Somebody hit his head against the vehicle.
Yeah.
In fact, when I watched it the first time, I thought he was bleeding from that eye. It was when I watched it the second time and I realized that some red, whatever it is, was spread in his eye. It is only God.
Apart from the pepper spray, he was also physically assaulted.
Oh, definitely.
He was hit severally.
By officers
of the Lagos Enabled Safety Corps.
Jesus.
Yeah, not police, the safety corps people.
Anyway, the United States has advised protesters to take a political approach, and I think that is in sync with what we have been saying here, that let's all now get involved in change of government that gives that opportunity that we have in 2023. Now, the NBA has also done well by calling the president of NBA, Olumide Akpata, has called for the unconditional release of all peaceful protesters and journalists. And I think the government should do just that and let peace reign. Just release these people. And after all, it wasn't illegal for you to have demonstrated yesterday. You went there to express yourself. And unless you have specific charges against them, theft or otherwise, just let them go.
There was another situation that came up. A young man was picked up, and the young man was protesting that, what did I do? What was my offense? And I could hear the policeman saying that, is this your parlor? Is this your sitting room? What are you doing here? And in my head, I was like, who are these people?
What about the guy who was being interviewed?
Yes.
That this guy was on beret. Yes. He was being interviewed.
And he was.
And as he was speaking, you whisked him away.
He was whisked away and was like, who are these people?
And this guy was being interviewed live for the whole world to see.
They are so ignorant. Like, ignorant.
Why would you
put a gun in the hands of people that know completely nothing?
No, what we do really is train them how to cock the rifle and not point the barrel at themselves. The rest, they're bound to the Philistines on their own. The training is warped from top to bottom. From top to bottom. The Commissioner of Police said that by agreement. He says, speaking to journalists, Hakim Odumozu said the protesters told him they were going to end the demonstration by 10 a.m. But I thought he also said that he had no agreement with the protesters. So who do we believe? You know?
He said that the venue that he was speaking to one leader, he mentioned the leader, but I can't remember who that was.
Anyway, there's nothing that we will say here about what happened yesterday that is new. So we will not waste your time, you know. We have so many other stories to contend with.
Let's go pick this one up. It's on page 9 of the Vanguard. In fact, we have two stories on page 9, but let's start with this one here. Military force alone can't address violent extremism, NSA.
Yes, I'm glad this is coming from the NSA because he should know. Some of the things that can address violent extremism, whether you like it or not, is good governance and justice. Period. It ends there. If your citizens are not loyal to you, if your citizens are not in sync with the sanctity of your nation and feel left out, you will continue to have violent extremism. If you don't take care of your citizens and you've bound them to the Philistines, treating them like citizens of other countries, you will continue to have violent extremism. So I agree with the NSA, and I hope the government will also take that as a guiding principle in handling national affairs. There is too much injustice in this country. So much injustice in this country. And what has it produced? It has produced a set of people who are rebels. Majority of us are just rebels. The reason being that because we don't have the capacity to react directly to those who are responsible, we take it out on other people. Other people may, you know, or through other means. And that's why you continue to have violent extremism. When I was growing up in this country, in my teen days, and as soon as I finished my A-levels, I was able to get a job at the Daily Times and Ministry of Justice. There was no time for me to get involved in any violent enterprise. Likewise, other people, because it was a seamless whatever. But with what you have now, what we are seeing today, I hope is not a tip of the iceberg as to what we are going to see tomorrow if those who govern us do not change their ways.
Indeed. Well, staying with page 9, I told you we have two stories here. Don't allow your NIN to be linked to another person's SIM, NCC wants subscribers.
I think this is quite clear, but we want to do our own social service here for those who are listening. It says that the NCC has warned that not to allow their NIN to be linked to another person's subscriber identity mode to SIM cards, no matter how close the person is to them. The commission gave the warning in a said-drawn telecoms consumer town hall on radio, TC, whatever it is, broadcast live on Human Rights Radio. Okay, so what it means is that keep your SIM to yourself. Keep your SIM to yourself. Don't allow, your registration to be used by another person, if you get what I'm saying. That is a given. I'm sure everybody knows the... And let me tell you something that some people don't realize. I've been told, I don't know if it's true, that the moment you put your SIM in somebody else's phone, it gets registered. So even those who use these SIMs for nefarious activities and think you quickly put your SIM in a phone and you take it out after you've sent, whether it's WhatsApp or voice note or whatever, for people, it leaves a fingerprint. Some of the things I see in the social media with anonymous names, I laugh at them because a lot of people don't know they've set themselves up for good trouble. The best thing is to be on the straight and narrow in this business. Don't mess up with telecoms. I've seen things happen, and you'll be surprised. The facilities we have in this country for things like that, you'll be surprised. You'll be really and truly surprised. I just got involved in a robbery. No, I wasn't robbed or anything, but somebody who was robbed tried to. And I was amazed at the capacity of the police to do their job if they want to. I was completely amazed. So don't toy with these things. Don't think you can get away. You cannot. There's no way you can get away. If there's a reason to trace you, you'll be traced to the last place, no matter whether you're anonymous or whatever. You'll be traced to the last card. So please guard your SIM and NIN. Guard them jealously. Okay.
Let's start with the Vanguard newspaper. If you're joining us, you're welcome. Thank you for tuning in. If you're watching online, thank you for joining as well. You can watch as well if you'd like to join us on Facebook and on YouTube. Nigeria Info 99.3 is how you can join us. Let's go to page 13 on Vanguard. IPOB, Imo police clash over attack on Monax.
Yeah, I think sometime, was it this week or last week, some Monax were attacked in Imo. And the police, to put it in the way I thought, found it convenient to pin it on IPOB without any visible proof. The police need to up their ante in the dispensation of their work, in the sense that it is not enough for you to think that every murder, every whatever, is an IPOB. What is an IPOB? IPOB is responsible for them. Apparently, there are so many other groups, and there are many people who want to take advantage. Of the situation, to use it as cover to carry out their own, what some of us would call, nefarious activities. And I'm glad that IPOB has spoken up. IPOB lashed out at the Imo State Police Command yesterday over his allegation that he had a hand in the killing of the two traditional rulers. A statement by IPOB's Media and Publicity Secretary, Emma Powerful, accused the Imo State Command of speaking against IPOB as they were directed by the governor, but that's the political side. But you see, IPOB berated the Imo State Police Command for not being able to act, speak, or do anything, and I said, okay, fine, except the governor says that. Because they said they were wondering why the Imo State Police Command could not show its presence in a gathering of eminent Imo people in the chamber of traditional rulers and president generals of Towns Union. That's odd. Why would you have a meeting like that in Imo without police protection?
Well, what I feel is that it's not the first time that we're having that meeting, and perhaps it's irregular, so...
Yeah, but given the security situation, whoever convened the meeting should have thought of providing security. If you want to do a naming ceremony beyond your sitting room these days, you go for police protection. small as it might be. So that's a very good...
I don't think it would have stopped anything, really, honestly speaking. Because we're speaking of an environment where these gunmen attack police stations, even military checkpoints. So I don't think it would have stopped anything. The police perhaps could have suffered casualties on their own.
Look, I agree with you 100%. But still, it's, I still find it odd that you don't have police presence at a meeting of traditional rulers and presidents of the towns, you know, the likes of Anese and so on and so forth.
Maybe.
In today's Imo.
Maybe.
Even an eyewitness, it says here, an eyewitness poo-pooed the police account. Some aggrieved respondents who spoke on strict grounds of anonymity confirmed to newsmen yesterday that what was on the day's bill was a stakeholders meeting. Even at that, called by the council chairman, the council chairman should have provided security of some sort. And they said that they described the police claim that they were not notified about the meeting as untrue and unchargeable. Is it possible that the police were invited and they didn't show up out of fear?
It's also possible. Yes, I agree with you. That's possible.
That is what my younger sister always calls wisdom.
Wisdom. It's possible, very possible.
I have a feeling that maybe something like that happened. And it was so convenient for them to say, okay, it is IPOB. Or it was IPOB.
Let's go to the punch. Let's see the vanguard. Let's go pick up a punch. What's this now? NCRIB or NCRIB appoints Edu as new president. That's here in the punch.
Okay, the NCRIB is National Council of Registered Insurance Brokers. It's just like, you know, a council of insurance brokers. And, you know, they've appointed a new director general. Is that what he is? President Oluwarotimi Edu, and I congratulate him. But that's not the story. That's not the story. I'm sure Sheriff was wondering, what is this doing here?
Exactly.
The story is, the newspaper, we had a bit of difficulty in going through the papers today because there were close to about 14 more pages of ads, okay, celebrating the appointment of this man. This is not to take him down or anything, with different photographs and so on and so forth. And it just occurred to me, when will we stop being so celebratory about the minimest of... What is the big deal about being appointed president of NCRIB that you would end up taking up about 14 pages of newspaper in the national newspaper? I think we need to apply some discretion in the things. We're too celebratory. We celebrate everything. And it goes from a leader, indefatigable leader, to all kinds of encomiums are poured on the poor gentleman. Who you could see from his mail. Well, he supplied the various photographs, so he probably, you know, didn't mind it. But I wish we just get down and face the joy. It's his right, don't get me wrong. It's his right. But this idea of running to celebrate everything on the newspapers, every single appointment, 14 pages, 24 pages, in government is even worse. These little things added up is what makes us less serious, you know, in the things that we do, and makes us look so celebratory as if, you know, we have nothing else doing. I find it quite embarrassing. What is the NCRIB, Registered Insurance Brokers, did an election and had a president? And then the place is filled up with friends of this and friends of that, and you know, of course, denied us more pages of news and analysis that we would have loved to read. So I'd like us to try and be a bit more moderate in the things that we do, which is a lesson I'm trying to bring across this morning. Let's try and be a bit more moderate in the things that we do and have less of show-off. I'm sure it will help us a lot.
But they say if you've got it, flaunt it.
Yeah, okay, I mean, it's a matter of opinion. I'm not saying I'm right, but that's my opinion. I just wish we had a more serious mien to these things. I look at the papers. Oh, the papers. Where are the rest of the papers? You know, it was... It's
splattered everywhere.
Splattered all over the place in suit, in this, in that, and that. It's not to bring the gentleman down,
it's called
but...
when you're big.
That's what it's called. You know, this attitude of if only mama could see me now, are some of the behavior that we are cultivating that is getting us into trouble. We are so boastful as a people. That's why you find everybody believes I'm a big boy now. I must have an escort. I must have this. I must have that. And these little ones will continue to point them out, you know, and hoping that as we move on, people will be more humble in the things that we do. This is the birthday ones are even worse. It's a chairman of something group of companies. Then you find some in the newspapers, you see 11-year-olds and 15-year-olds saying happy birthday to daddy in a newspaper ad that costs 600,000. Who put down the money? we need to you see, our approach to a better Nigeria has to be full. We have to start with the little attitudes that are seeping in. This idea of being boastful, look, I wish mama could see me now, this is me, I've now done this and done that. If we had less of that, maybe, just maybe. You know, it's the kind of things that happens. This is the kind of attitude that affected the likes of, what's the name of, Hush Puppy. You did all what you did, and then started being so boastful, going to closing down Gucci, closing down what's the name of the other designer? I don't
know.
Louis Vuitton. I don't know what this is. Okay, but I don't mean any disrespect to the gentleman. He just happens to be a victim of the example that one will use.
You know, some people don't understand what you're trying to say, right? Let me read a comment so you understand. So perhaps you can break it down even further, because I'd rather we address this now. This gentleman, Oyewole, on YouTube says, you admitted that it is right to, so why are you making it newsworthy? Review the newspaper, not adverts. A beg. So people don't know that addressing cultural behaviors can lead directly to addressing some social ills, social vices.
Well, first of all, I don't think there's any law that says that when you're reviewing papers...
No, of course, when you review papers, you review
every content in it. I need to correct him on that. If he feels irritated by this, he can tune to another station. I said he has the right, and that doesn't take away the criticism of what
exactly.
I said. You have the right to do the wrong thing. A lot of our people, and I suspect he's a young man, they don't put things in proper perspective, and it bothers me.
Or the most young people these days kind of lack the capacity of quick apprehension of
quick apprehension. You say something right there and then. Right there and then.
Yeah.
And to those who went on an abusing spree yesterday, some young chaps there, I just say good luck to you. If you end up abusing people in public, this is not this guy. Whatever falls on you, it shows that you have nothing between your ears, and it shows that, of course, you lack respect, not because of age, but it's part of what we are going to be talking about at 9 o'clock. Etiquette.
And something
etiquette
is just fundamentally wrong.
Speaking.
Yeah.
Yes. Anyway, so I've corrected it. I've said it is within his rights. It's within your rights. You can close down any newspaper or media house if you like. Like the other gentleman did, who claimed that he has served so many people in his village and therefore. But what we are saying is that these things have effects on our young people. It puts social pressure on them. This idea of glorification and whatever, it puts pressure on our young people. We never had it in our own time. In our own time, all we wanted to do was read and then go and walk. Okay, and painstakingly, we look forward to pension and so on and so forth. These days, we're on a fast track that is not going to get us anywhere.
Did you compare this man to Hush Puppy?
No, I didn't.
Because, again, I'm just bringing all these things out because, like I said earlier, it's disappointing because our young people lack quick comprehension.
How did that come about?
Well, another person is saying that it's highly insensitive to compare the man with all his academic and professional achievement to Hush Puppy.
It's highly insensitive for you not to understand simple things.
People just don't understand simple things. That's just the way it is.
What's his name?
It's unfortunate. Babs.
Babs what?
Babs Ade.
They always have these funny names. You can't. Maybe say, do please, if you feel, just in case somebody calls you.
Comprehension is just a big issue.
It's
that's
a big
why,
issue.
That's why
how could anybody, in his mind have said, I compare? But I don't blame Babs Ade. There are many like him.
Yeah.
They are not patient to understand what somebody, person. Yeah. And like you rightly said, they just lack this ability, you know, to comprehend what is being said.
Right.
It's a big problem. It's a reflection. You see, these are the youths they are talking about, who the youths of tomorrow, who are going to be leaders of tomorrow.
Yeah.
Not being patient and not being analytical in their minds.
Mm.
Good luck to Mr. Ade.
Yeah.
How could I have compared him to? We were talking about something completely different.
No, we can't take another one, I'm sorry. But I'm glad that this has been addressed. I just hope that people can leave their biases.
Well, it's the frustrating part of our job.
Yeah.
Because I respect those who disagree with you.
Yeah.
Based on facts and information you've given.
That's right.
I have very little tolerance for those who don't have a clear understanding or out of mischief want to twist the narrative. Mm. And there are loads of them out there. They call them Twitter
warriors.
Twitter influencers. What all their job is to, look, attack this man because he's attacking our principal.
Yeah.
Let's keep discrediting him.
Yeah.
These things don't work like that. Politicians, if you're going to get people to be influencers, can you please use intelligent people?
Exactly. Get them.
Who can face us one-on-one on facts and whatever we've said instead of...
Yes, yes, sir. Thank you, sir.
All right.
We must go now, Lagos. Let's take a break. When we return, we'll take you through the news at the top of the hour. And we talk dyslexia, lack of understanding, incidentally.